This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, November 10. Will you forget me forever? Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 13. How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts, and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. The captain of the destroyer I served on during the Vietnam War sent me home several weeks early for training. The ship's schedule required dropping me off at an Air Force base in the Philippines a week before my flight out. Knowing no one was there, I faced a lonely wait. In some ways, I felt God forgotten, if not God forsaken. David the psalmist had feelings of God forgottenness. He had times of being surrounded by enemies. He wrote of the aloneness one can feel when it seems God has turned away and the enemy is at the gate. In the Philippines, I wondered, has God lost track of me way over here? It could have been an opportunity for the enemy to gain the upper hand. I decided to do what I knew to do, worship. That evening, I braved the unknown and went to the base chapel's Sunday evening service. After the benediction, friendly folks greeted me. That week, Air Force Christians became a young naval officer's friends. God hadn't overlooked or forgotten me. He'd answered my prayer. How long, Lord? Just long enough to assure you I'm near, but never too long. If it seems God has forgotten you, follow David's example in worship today. Call on the Lord, trust his unfailing love, rejoice in his salvation, and sing praises for his goodness, even if you don't feel like it. Pray with me. Lord, at times it can feel as if you've forgotten us and we're abandoned. Then you let us know we're always in your love. Reassure us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.